Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. Hope you all are having a blessed day. I'm Prophetess Lou. Before we get started, I wanted to do a couple announcements. If you're looking for to send in your prayer requests, looking for anointing oil, maybe a prayer handkerchief, or even the devotionals, you can contact me on any of the links in my link tree. If you click the link in my bio, it says link tree, click it. It'll take you to multiple links that I host a podcast or I post devotionals on. Any of those sites that has a messaging service, you can message me on. You can let me know what you're thinking or what you need help with or what you need. You can even contact me if you're reading a chapter or a verse and want someone to explain it to you or need me to explain it to you. I'll explain it to you the best I can. Or even if you just need advice on something, you can do that as well. I don't know everything, but we can take something to, we take anything and everything to God in prayer. So that's something to look into if you wanted to. If you're looking for the prayer of the month, the calendar of the month, just let me know. I can send that out to you. The prayer of the month is at the bottom of every noonday prayer. On Saturday, I list the things that we pray for. At the bottom of the every noonday prayer, I list three things that I think we should pray on. This is like a particular category of something someone might be dealing with: stress, peace, financial issues. So that's something to help lengthen your prayer session. Like I tell everyone, I'm not trying to conduct your prayer session. It's just to help lengthen it. I have a lot of people that ask, how can I lengthen my prayer session? This is how you do it. Also at the bottom, it will tell you different things I think every Christian should pray for, which is boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom and knowledge, discernment of spirit, and eyes and ears to be open. These are things that we need to pray for every day so we can be strengthened in the Lord. Okay, let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, forgive us of any sins we have done, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give us strength through our day. We ask you to help direct and guide us, Father God. Help us to be better people, Father God. Help us to be compassionate and loving, Father God. Help us to bear good fruit. Father God, if there's anything in us that's stopping us, that's causing us any harm, Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, to help us not to do it. If we have any vices, Father God, that we're doing, we ask you help us to release those vices, Father God. Father God, if we if we're doing anything that's grieves the spirit, excessive smoking or excessive drinking, we ask you right now, Father God, to help us to release those things to you. Father God, help us have a clean heart, clean eyes, clean hands, Father God. Help us to walk in you at all times, Father God. Father God, we ask you to direct our path, Father God. The word of God says that the word, as we read it, will be a light into our feet and a light into our path. And Father God, we ask you to help lead us, Father God. Help guide us, Father God. Help us to find the way through you, Father God. Because the world will offer so many things for us to have and look at and saying, this is what peace is. But Father God, we know peace is with you. So Father God, help us to have peace in you. Help us to find that real love that we need, which is through you. Father God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for the food on our table, the clothes on our back, Father God. We thank you for the favor you give us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for loving us continuously, Father God. Father God, we ask you today to help us to forgive. Help us release malice, bitterness, anger, Father God. Father God, help us to release gluttony, Father God. Right now, Father God, we rebuke those spirits, Father God. We rebuke the spirit of rejection and disappointment, Father God. We rebuke the spirit of torture and pain and torment, Father God. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of anything else that's coming up against us, perversion, Father God, lust, Father God. We ask you right now, spirit of gossip, Father God, we ask you to help us not to fall prey to the things of the flesh, Father God. Father God, help us if we do fall prey that we lean back on you, that we seek you, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help us each and every day to be better. Father God, give us the strength we need to make it through our day, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give us understanding as we read your word, Father God. Help us apply it to our life, Father God. Help us not to be just hearers and just hearers, but us be hearers and doers, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, to please, Father God, if there's anything in our life causing us pain, if there's anyone in our life that's blocking us, Father God, if there's anything we're doing in our life that's blocking us, from blocking your blessings from flowing through us and blocking the anointing from flowing through us, Father God, we ask you to help us release it. Father God, sometimes it's hard to release things that we feel comfortable with, that we've been doing for ages or years or months. But Father God, right now we take those things and release it to you. Father God, we ask you right now to help us do it. Help us to let go of those things, Father God. Father God, we actually watch over Amber. She said, I have back pains. Father God, touch her back. Send your healing angel over her, Father God. Touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her back, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to send healing and peace over her, Father God. Rebuke the spirit of torture. If it's a spirit of torture that's on her, a spirit of pain that's on her, Father God, rebuke it. Anyone dealing with arthritis, Father God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Anyone dealing with arthritis, Father God, right now we rebuke it and we send it back to the pits of hell. Any of that pain, Father God, we send it back to the pits of hell. Father God, we actually watch over Linda. She says she wants to understand the word. Father God, give her understanding. Give her wisdom and understanding, Father God, at your time, Father God. Help her to seek it, Father God. Help her to read her word. Help her to open up her word and seek you first, Father God. Father God, watch over Paul. He said, I just want to be happy. Father God, give Paul joy. Father God, because happiness is temporary, but give him joy, Father God, unspeakable joy, Father God. Help him to find the way back to you, Father God. Help him to open his word, Father God. Help him to pray. Help him to meditate. Help him to fast, Father God. Father God, watch over Ivy. She's been, my husband left me. Father God, I don't know why her husband left her, but Father God, you do. Father God, I ask you right now to show her if she don't know. But Father God, if she do, help her to change what she needs to change. If it's within means that she needs to change it, Father God, help her change it. Father God, help her husband to come back home, Father God. Help them to talk as one, Father God. Father God, actually touch every marriage. Touch every person that's married right now. Touch the people that are single and they're looking, Father God. Touch the people that are newly divorced, Father God. Touch these people right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father God, I ask you to also watch over Johnson family, Father God. They said they're dealing with death in their family. Father God, we ask you right now to touch the Johnson family, Father God. Touch their grieving heart, Father God. Let it not turn to bitterness and anything else, Father God. Help them to be able to release whatever it is that they're dealing with, Father God. Father God, help them to grieve in a good, healthy way. Help them to be there for one another, Father God. If there's anything going on amongst the family, Father God, have it deceased, Father God. Help them to be one. Help them be united, Father God. Father God, watch over J. Ron. He said, I'm in debt. Father God, watch over anyone that's in financial debt. Father God, we ask you to touch their money, touch their pockets, touch their account, Father God. Father God, we ask you for a supernatural blessing right now to come in their account, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch their lives, Father God. Help them to find better jobs, Father God. Help them to be wise stewards of their money, Father God. Anyone that's listening that's struggling with money, Father God, help them to find a job, Father God. Help them to be able to do what they need to do to provide for themselves, Father God. Father God, we ask you for supernatural blessings to come in, Father God, for new jobs to come in, Father God, new opportunities to come in, Father God. Every door that was closed, we ask you to open it in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to watch over Ty. He said, I want to be free. Father God, I don't know what he means by free. Maybe in his mind, maybe he's holding on to something. Maybe he's dealing with something. It doesn't say, but Father God, touch Ty. Give him help, Father God. Help him to see what he needs to work on, Father God. Help him work on it, Father God. Help him to stay focused on you and not everything else around him, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for Ty, Father God. Help him to be able to walk in his job and feel free. Help him to be able to wake up in the morning and feel free. But help him to do it with you, Father God. Help him to take your hand. Father God, we actually watch over Parker. He said, have ankle issues. Father God, anyone else has ankle issues, back issues, arthritis, anything of that nature, Father God, touch them. Send your healing angels to the hospital rooms. Send your healing angels to Parker, Father God. Send your healing angels to Amber, Father God. Father God, send your healing angels to every person that's listening, that's dealing with pain right now, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Heal them, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Kenneth. He said, it's pain in my heart. He said, it's so heavy in my heart. He said, sometimes I can't breathe because it's so heavy. Father God, touch Kenneth. Father God, I ask you right now, whatever he's dealing with, Father God, if it's a spirit, we rebuke that spirit. We send that spirit back to the pits of hell. You cannot stay with that young man. We ask you right now, Father God, to rebuke that spirit right now that's holding him, that has chains on him, that has him bound. In Jesus' name, we command you to leave this man in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And our prayer for today, or for this month, is Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive abundance of grace and a gift of righteousness. I ask you to reign in my life, Lord. Let your word increase my life. Please bless me in all my increase. Lord, please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with the holy fire. Lord, I take every authority over every demon that is released against me in my family. Lord, I reset. I'm while I rest at night because of your peace resting in my life. I ask you to to right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in Jesus' name. And I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember to read Proverbs 19. Dropped something. Sorry for the loud noise. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirit, and eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for sorrow. People are dealing with sorrow. People being content and quietness in the mind. Okay? I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.